Continuing with the Seder of the Seder, today I want to start by discussing the Maggid. So we've already discussed exactly how the Maggid should be performed in terms of who should say it and the question of Shomer Ka'oneh, etc., etc. But just to flag up a couple of further points about the Maggid. First of all is that the Shulchan Aruch says that Rimi Londri would say Kol Haggadah B'Lashon Laz, that he would say the whole Haggadah in the vernacular rather than the original Hebrew. Why is that? Because the mitzvah Haggadah, it's not just the like a parak of Tehillim that you can rattle off, but it's a matter of telling the story to people and they need to understand what's being said to them. The Ritva in his Seder Haggadah says that Chayav Lomar Haggadah b'ne'ima v'kol ram kefi kocho. You should say the Haggadah in a nice tune, melody, whatever, in a loud voice, as loud as you can make it. And it's also brought down in the name of the Chatam Sofer that he would say the Haggadah, the Maggid, out so loud so that people out in the streets nearby would be able to hear him as well. A classic question with regard to the Maggid is why don't we say a bracha of Al Sipui Tziat Mitzrayim or Lesaper Tziat Mitzrayim before we say the Haggadah and fulfill the mitzvah of Maggid? So there's quite a lot of answers given to this question, both in the Rishonim and the Achronim. I'll only quote one today, and that's the answer of Rav Shlomo Kluger in his Haggadah Maaseh Yedei Yotzer, who says that seeing as we say a bracha on the Matzah and the Maror, and the Haggadah is associated with them, because you can't say the Haggadah El B'Shashem Matzah Maror Munachim Lefanecha, so therefore you don't need to say a bracha on the Haggadah as well. He says it's similar to the Arba Minim. We say the bracha on the Lulav, and the Etrog Hadassim and Aravot are all included with it. There are different minhagim about holding the cost for the Maggid. The Shibboleth Halekhet brings down the name of Rabbeinu Yonah that you hold it for the whole of the Maggid, because the Gemara Masechet Brachot Lamed Hay Amud Aleph says that Ein Omrim Shira Ela Hayayin, that when you say Shira, when you sing praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it has to be over a cup of wine, and the Haggadah is praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Brought down in the Haggadah Mibeit HaLevi, that Reb Chaim Brisker would hold the cost for the whole of the Maggid, because he held that the Haggadah has to be said over a kos. And if it's over a kos, it doesn't just mean having the kos sitting on the table in front of you, but you actually have to hold it. But certainly the Shulchan Aruch doesn't make any mention of it, and it seems that most of the poskim don't hold with that, because the Magen Avraham in Sim Tafayin Gimel Sif Katan Kaf Zayin says that you pick up the kos for Vehisha Amda. This is in the name of the Shla. And the Mishnah Brura in the Sif Katan Gimel says the same Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Sim Kuf Yud Tet Sif Dalet. So we see that they obviously weren't holding the kos for the rest of the Maggid. They all say that when you pick up the kos for Vehisha Amda, you need to cover the matzot. I don't understand why they say that you need to cover the matzot, because generally speaking, we have the matzot covered for kiddush sheloya hehapatro sheloya reboshtol shelpat, so that you should, the pat, the bread or the challah, the matzah, shouldn't be embarrassed, as it were, by the fact that you're saying the bracha over the wine first, when according to the Seder Kadima of Brachot, you should really be saying the bracha over the bread first. So that's why you cover the bread. But here you're not saying any brachot, so I really don't see why it should be necessary to cover the matzah for Vehisha Amda. The end of the Maggid, we have the second kos. There's a machloket in the Rishonim and in the Shulchan Aruch as to whether or not to say a bracha or a pri agafen. The Mechaber paskens in Safai and Talad not to say a bracha, that's like the Bal HaMa'or and the Rosh. However, the Ramah says that the Minhag of Ashkenazim is to say a bracha, then that's in accordance with the Rambam, the Rif, and the Gaonim. And as a side point, it's slightly interesting that the Mechaber seems to be paskening like Rishonei Ashkenaz by and large in this point, and the Ramah like Rishonei Sfarad. Then come up to Rotsa, this time it's washing hands with a bracha. And then we have Motzi Matza, where there's a machloket in the Rishonim. We've got various matzot in front of us, and we're saying two brachot. So which bracha goes on which matzah? According to some Rishonim, both brachot are on the broken matzah. According to the Ravid, both brachot on both matzot. According to the Ravan and the Tor in Tafayin Hay, as a Yesh Omrim, you say Hamotzi over the broken matzah and Alachilat Matzah over the complete bleak matzah. According to Rav Amram Gaon, the Rashi and the Rashbam, it's the other way round. You say hamotzi over the shleima, over the complete matzah, and then you say halachi that matzah over the broken matzah. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Amchet indicates that that's what we're following. The Shulchan Aruch says that you then eat a kazayit mikol echad ve'echad from each of the top two matzot, because you've said a bracha over each of them, and also because it's not entirely clear which one is the alachilat matzah and which one is the alachilat maror, so which is the hamotzi. In any event, there is some discussion in the Achronim about the people sitting around the table. The Baal HaSeder has said brachot over each of them, and he's going to eat a kazayit from each, but everybody else is just going to receive a little bit of matzah from the Baal HaBayit, and they're going to make up the kazayit with other matzot which are on the table. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in Halichot Shlomo, Perek Tet, if men, says that, yeah, in that case, everybody else just needs to eat one kazayit of matzah, because they're not, even if they eat two kazaitim, the two kazaitim aren't coming from the ka'ara, from the Seder, from the Matzot in front of the Baal HaSeder, so therefore there's no Mila in them eating two kazetim. There are some other views as well, but that does seem compelling. Ad Kan.